Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to our fourth episode of Trolley Watch, the new idea food podcast. I am Amy Sinclair and I'm joined by the breathtaking, and I repeat breathtaking, Barbara Northwood, our wonderful food director. Hi, Barb.
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
Very good.
We are back again. Today we have lots of exciting things to talk about, including your top three cooking hacks.
Yes.
And all things hot chooks, which I am very excited to talk about. But first up, let's go straight into it. Barb, when it comes to cooking tips and tricks, you are pretty much the patron saint. Am I right? You know your stuff.
Well, I do love a little tip and a trick in the kitchen, I must admit.
You
I love
sure
shortcuts.
Do. You love a shortcut. I love a shortcut. You like cutting time, cutting money, anything. Yes. That, and that is our whole food philosophy, isn't it?
It really is for everybody.
You just don't, you know, you can love cooking, but it doesn't mean that you don't have to spend ages doing it when
also,
you don't want to.
You can get more done.
Yeah.
So if you spend a long time doing one thing, you can do three things by a few shortcuts.
Okay, Barb, talk us through. What's your top tip for saving time in the kitchen?
I love crumbing food.
Right.
I use seasoned stuffing mix.
Really?
Because it's breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
With all the flavours in it, the sage, the herbs, the seasoned salt. And I don't then have to get out the panko crumbs or the plain breadcrumbs and then add some Tuscan seasoning and garlic and whatever.
Your salt, your pepper.
It's perfect.
So easy.
One packet, dip them in a bit of flour, dip it in egg, and my seasoned stuffing mix. It's brilliant.
Barb, that's pretty easy.
That's a really
easy. That's a good one, isn't
it? I love that.
And it'd be cheap too.
Very cheap.
Yeah.
Or you can then also, with my freezer bread, crumbs, because I have a lot of those. I mix them together so I can mix the season mixed in with my breadcrumbs so to make it go further. See?
I love it, Barb. Number two, give us another one. Give me another one.
I use gravy powder to thicken a casserole. So don't add corn flour because usually they always break down a little bit. They're a little bit watery at the very end. They need a little bit of body.
Just a little bit of a oomph.
Yeah. And rather than put in plain flour mixed with a bit of butter or water or getting out the corn flour, gravy powder because you've got all the flavour, or chicken.
I was going to say.
Mix, or the vegetable, stock powder, whichever one you want, just to put in to give it that little bit
Sometimes
of.
Sometimes when you put flour in, it can be a bit.
Unless you cook it out, exactly, yes.
So if it's at the end, that's a great
idea. Yep. Bit of water, that's a good one.
Give me another one.
And for the crunchiest potatoes, because I love a potato.
Who doesn't, Barb?
Who doesn't? I always microwave them first. That is my secret. You microwave them till they're tender. Not nearly tender, till they're tender.
Yeah.
I drain them and then toss them with some oil, some chicken salt, whatever. Put them into a roasting pan. Line that with a piece of baking paper so then I don't have to wash up. Straight into the oven. But they might be there for 40 minutes. They are so crispy and crunchy. Even potatoes that normally don't brown.
It'd almost be like a pomoisette. Do you remember pomoisette? Do you remember a pomoisette?
That's right. They're nicer than chips.
It's the way to my father's heart, a pomoisette. He loves that. He used to love them. But they would be like that because it'd be all fluffy and
so
mashy
beautiful.
On the inside.
And I think from my experience years ago of having my potato bake that was raw, I just cannot live with the thought of raw potatoes.
Barb now cooks
I
potatoes
them.
For 15 hours.
But then you can do it beforehand. So if you've got people coming for dinner, you do that at 4 o'clock. They're ready to go into the oven. They're not browning. They're not going a strange colour because they're already just cooked. I'm just roasting them.
Wow.
Can I ask a question? Do you shake the pot to beat the potatoes up? Like to get the
Yes.
Get them
roughen
all
them.
Bashed
roughen
up.
Them.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, Dennis. Yeah.
Yep.
My mum pre-boils her potatoes. Then she dunks them into duck fat.
Yes.
Then puts them in the oven.
Yeah.
I think that's the low-fat version of eating.
Yum.
Love it.
Of eating roast potatoes. Yep. Barb, not only have you saved me some time and money there, but you've made some – it sounds pretty yummy, doesn't it, Dennis? We're going to go make some potatoes and I'll be back for segment two in a minute.
Yum.
We are now talking best in aisle. This is, of course, where we get popular items available at the supermarket, and we give you basically our review on which is the best to buy. This week, we are talking ravioli. Ravioli is a huge food group in our family. Barb, it's very easy, very yum. My son could literally, I've got a 19-year-old boy who I believe he's probably made up of ravioli within him. He eats so much.
Internally.
He has very firm views on which is the best one.
He's probably the expert.
I reckon he is, but I'm not going to taint the vote with his opinion early on. But I am going to take it through. We went through them yesterday. We whipped them up.
Yes.
We ate them.
Yes.
There we go. We ate them.
We did.
I'm going to go. Yeah. We cooked them up yesterday. We hit up the test kitchen and we ate them raw, or not raw, with no sauce.
Yep.
So we could really judge the pasta filling consistency, yep, and also the filling, mm-hmm, how much filling was each one and how they tasted.
Mm.
The first one up, Barb, was the Aldi home brand one, well, obviously, yes, the Aldi brand. That's the Piatti beef ravioli. That serves four. It's cheap, isn't it, Bar? It's about $2.99, I think.
They're,
it is. I'm
really
going
cheap
off, yes, memory here.
Yes.
But you get a big pack, so it's to serve four.
Yeah.
We will talk about serving size in a minute because it doesn't serve four. It serves one 19-year-old, I would argue.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a big ask, though.
Yes. Barb, what did you think of the Aldi brand?
I loved them. I thought,
yep,
the filling was beautiful. Yeah, again, a really meaty, lovely flavoured filling. Not tasteless. It was just delicious. Yeah. I'll definitely
good size.
Buy them.
Mm. Next up, we tried the Latina. Now, obviously, Latina is a very big brand, yep, very popular brand of ravioli.
Yes.
This was a two-pack of the beef ravioli, 375 grams, that were $6 for a,
yes,
two-pack. So a lot dearer,
yeah,
than
exactly
the Aldi ones.
Yep.
What did you think of that?
I thought the filling was really quite good.
Yep.
Did have a lovely meaty flavour, but the pasta itself was a little bit on the thin side,
yep,
compared to the Aldi.
Quite similar, weren't they, in terms of filling, like as,
yeah,
in
the
taste of
flavour was the same,
yeah,
but just the pasta
was a bit.
Yeah, I kind of like the chunky pasta.
Yeah, it's a lot thinner.
Yeah.
It's a bit more delicate,
yes,
than not, yeah, as sort of filling as,
yeah,
as the Aldi one. Next up, and this was we went fancy with the last,
yes,
one, didn't we, Barb?
Did indeed. Yes.
This is the Rana packet, 325-gram packet of four cheese ravioli. This only serves two, but it's certainly a more kind of gourmet,
yeah,
ravioli.
More entertaining, I felt.
And or more for like
flavors,
a, you know, your husband, you and your husband having a meal,
exactly,
et cetera.
Yes.
Serves two for $7.
It almost didn't need a sauce. They were so,
yeah, they were
rich
very
in themselves.
Rich. And they were very delicate. They were kind of
them
more of an oval-shaped,
yes,
ravioli,
yeah,
so they were quite pretty.
Mm.
And very – they were certainly more refined, more gourmet,
yeah,
than
gourmet
than
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Dinner. So it,
yes,
was an elegant meal.
Yeah.
We could have, you know, been on a date, couldn't we, Barb?
Yeah, probably great for date if
it's,
you think
it's
about
a good
it
date meal.
When you look at the different flavours of,
they come in all sorts
and
of flavours. You,
yeah,
get ricotta and spinach, porcini mushroom,
yeah,
pumpkin and onion, basil and pineapple. But we had the four cheese. It was,
yes,
very rich, wasn't
very
it, Barb?
Very rich. Very,
yeah,
rich, yeah.
Not,
so out of all that, who's the winner?
Oh, Barb, let me throw out the golden trolley. Who is the winner, Barb? Who gets your vote for best ravioli?
Aldi. Great product, great value.
It,
love the value. Yeah.
They could sponsor us, Dennis. That's a good idea. You get a lot.
Yeah.
And it's a good price.
Yeah,
that's
very good for us.
Funnily enough, Barb, that's my son's pick.
There you go.
I'll have you know.
There you go.
That gets the Max Golden Trolley Award as well. Barb, we are we're talking hot chooks this segment, budget talk. Now,
yep,
the Woolies and Coles hot chook,
yes,
is pretty much an institution in this country. Am I right?
Yes, indeed.
I don't think I've been into a Coles or Woolies for the past 10 years without walking out with a hot chook.
Yeah.
I just love them.
Yeah. I did on the weekend.
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
Same.
You can whack it in a sandwich.
Yep.
I once saw a great thing where it was like a picture of a six-pack of bread rolls, a hot chook and a small coleslaw, and it was Australian for can't be stuffed cooking. And it's true.
Yes. Yeah,
it's like
our
great Aussie meal.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a lot of uses for them. You can have them plain. You can take them to a picnic on a barbecue.
Yep.
You can use them in – I use them in my chicken pies.
Yes.
Not going to lie. A bit,
yes,
of a cheats trick.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them in a soup. I've done that before.
Yep.
But mostly,
yep,
for the kids.
Yeah. Sandwiches.
It's sandwiches. Yeah. It's a
They're
great
excellent, aren't they?
Trick. But did you know, Barb, that there are all sorts of tricks to getting them very, very cheap or even free?
No.
No.
Really? No.
Barb, I'm going to blow your mind right now. You think you're all it with your freezer facts. So in Coles, for example, check your Coles when you go there. But on the display counter, many Coles supermarkets in Australia still have a display and it's tucked away at the bottom. You have to have a good look for it.
Yes.
But the sticker says that if there are no barbecue chooks left on display, you can go to the deli counter or the service counter and tell them and they will give you a voucher for a free hot chook.
Oh, really?
Did you not know that? No. I'm like literally on cloud nine right now. What Coles are saying is we're really sorry that you've had to miss out. We're sorry that we've blown your chicken plans for tonight. Here's a free chook on us next time you're in store. The reason I think it's important is often, especially at the end of the day, you might walk past your display. It might be empty. Always ask because you never know.
Yes, yes.
It's not just Coles though. Woolies also have a discount policy. If it's been there for 4 hours or more, you are entitled to a discount. It's usually around 30%. You just have to take it to the service desk, point out the time, and they'll mark it down for you.
I'm going to look for those signs.
That's exactly right because, you know, it's worth keeping your eye out for. There's also been lots of talks on the forums about I think one butcher said that if you go towards the end of the day, they almost always discount what's left. So if you go 10 minutes before closing.
Probably the display cabinets.
Yeah, one girl came out and said that she got all 10 Woolies chooks for free because they were going to throw them away anyway, right on close. So what do you've done with a hot chook?
Like to make fried rice. I actually buy the packets of microwavable rice.
I'm a big fan of that.
Because I haven't got time to then cook it and put in the fridge overnight. So they're really good. You heat them up for 30 seconds, not the 2.5 minutes.
Yep.
And then put that in the fry pan with, say, some bacon and onion or spring onions, which are really good, sliced mushroom and my shredded chicken and just a little bit of soy. Half cup frozen peas, really good. That's a really quick, easy meal.
I also think with that chicken that sometimes you're kind of left with half a chook and you don't really know what to do with it.
But you know what I'm sure Coles do? They actually, or where we live, with the leftover barbecue chickens.
Oh, they do.
They shred them.
Put it in the deli.
And then they sell it in the deli cold. Yeah. It is really good. And then every so many days, if you're very lucky and you go in, it's half price. So you can get a whole kilo of chicken for $10. And then Barb's got that freezer going in portions. I can do sandwiches. I can add it to anything. I always have chicken in my freezer.
But I'm not going to lie to you. I would look at that and go, how long's that chook been sitting around for? It was in the rotisserie. Then it was sitting there on display. No one bought it. They then shredded it and put it in the deli.
Easy.
How long has it been there before it goes half price? I would run a mile. I'm not going to lie to you, but you and your freezer,
I'm there.
You're lining up, aren't you?
Yep, I do. I'll take what's in that tray. 2.5 kilos worth. That's all good.
Barb, you've blown me away again. I love it. We're off to get some hot chooks.
Yum.
Come join the conversation at New Idea Food on Facebook where we will share all the tips to get free and cheap hot chooks. Who doesn't want a hot chook for free? Barb, I've got some bad news for you.
What's that, Amy?
Our next segment, I'm putting you back in the hot seat.
Okay.
Where I ask you 10 questions.
Right.
You don't know what they are.
No.
And I know you're a bit nervous. Barb loves to organise people. I don't know if you've got that gist of that from her freezer talk, but she's very organised. She loves to have everything planned out. So this is her idea of hell.
I wish Barb was my mum.
No. I kind of want to marry Barb in a purely.
I'm a good mum. Yeah. I'm a good mum.
Oh, no doubt. No
doubt.
You'd
never go hungry.
Do you have any grandkids, Barb?
No.
You wait till you have grandkids. You're going to be, you know, do you want little star cupcakes that I've just whipped up with your morning tea?
Personalized sandwiches.
You know that other grandmother?
Yeah. My mum's a big,
she's a
very
granny.
Popular nanny.
Yeah,
very popular nanny. All right, Barb, what's your go-to cake?
Go-to cake? You mean if I was making
one? If you're making a cake, what is?
Oh, fruitcake.
Really?
Every time, fruitcake. I eat it year round. Yeah. We always have fruitcake in our place.
Really?
Yeah. Because it can keep for up to 6 months.
And you can put it in the freezer.
No, I don't freeze it. No.
Alcohol?
Mm. Half a cup of brandy.
Okay.
Yeah, 2 kilo of fruit. Do you want the recipe? 250 grams of butter, a cup of brown sugar.
A cup of brown sugar.
You know it off by heart.
2 cups of flour. Flour. I do. Plain flour. 2 cups of plain flour. Into a 23-centimetre round cake pan for about 2 hours. Moderately slow. Actually, slow oven, 150. Yep. And then, because my husband likes it, if I'm at work and he's at home, I can cut it up and slice it, and he's always got fruitcake.
Barbie,
if anyone
really
came
are.
In, you've got fruitcake. You've got fruitcake. It's good.
You're the best wife ever. That's amazing. I'm lucky to leave a tea bag and a bit of bread for my husband. What are your go-to items at Coles, Woolies and Aldi? So you walk into Coles, what do you always walk out of with?
Cheese. It'd have to be cheese in all of them.
Yeah? You love a bit of cheese.
I love cheese. I always look at the cheese, what's on special. Again, is it going to be near its use-by date because then I can take it because I like it to be a little bit over.
Yep.
And I get a special. I like trying different cheeses. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your favourite cheese, Bob?
Probably blue, a light blue.
Yeah, I like a light blue. Yeah, I'm with you on that. What's one food trend that you're happy to see the back of? Well, so we've had some food trends over the years. What's one that you were never really into?
I'd have to say probably say the raw cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
Like when you whiz it up and make
it. It's just
even not.
It tends to break down very quickly, obviously, if you don't do it correctly. So a lot of people try to do it at home and then just ends up with such a mess.
Cauliflower is a very messy vegetable.
It really is, and it smells a lot when you cook it. So I'm just not a big fan of cauliflower generally.
Now, Barb, we've already discussed this, but I'm going to bring it out to the masses. Where do you stand on the hot cross bun issue?
Oh, I love hot cross buns.
You freeze them, don't you, Barb?
Yes.
And you freeze them all year round?
Well, when I can get them. See, I think they've almost run out now because we're into June. But I do freeze them, lots of 2 to 3. I love a fruit bun. I thought the best ones this year were from Coles.
Right.
Yes. They were a Laurent hot cross bun, like a brioche one. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Really good price. I did try the fruitless ones. Bit of a waste of space.
I don't understand why you're doing
fruitless. I think children don't like
the
sultanas and bits and pieces.
I get that, but...
And I was actually toying with making a bread and butter pudding, but I just thought, no, I will throw those ones out because I took them out of the freezer.
Did you throw something out?
Out of the freezer.
Good God, people. Sit down, please. Barb threw something out.
Yeah, I needed the sultanas, yeah.
Do you think they should be sold all year round?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because they're really a fruit bun with a cross on them, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it's a very contentious issue because people are angry enough that they were sold from January onwards. But you're like, bring it all year round. It's a food.
The sticky date ones were good too.
They were great.
Yeah. Chocolate chip, really lovely.
Yeah, those butterscotch ones.
Yep. Yum.
Are you a clean cook or a messy one?
Messy.
Yep. Really?
I'm totally messy till I finish. Yeah.
I always imagine you, Barb, in the kitchen that you've got everything portioned out and your little
– No.
Like you're on TV and, you know, when you're on the morning show and you
– I portion things out but I'm just very messy because I might be doing 3 things at once. I'm halfway through, the soup's halfway through or that's on or making some stock and then I'm making something else and something else or chopping up the meat for the casserole. Let's get it all happening.
My grandmother was a very good cook, and you actually worked with my grandmother back in the day.
Yeah.
Didn't
Fantastic.
You, Bob?
Very lucky indeed.
And she said a good cook was a clean cook, but I think that's because she had people cleaning up after her in the test kitchen, Barb. I think that was a bit of a cheat,
don't
you?
Yeah, I think we did.
She was knocking back an afternoon gin and tonic in the test kitchen.
We used to make tomato sandwiches for her.
Did she love tomato
sandwiches? Yeah, she loved tomato sandwiches always.
She did too.
Yeah. To make a sandwich.
She once taught me how to make gin and she gin and soda and she said you put
that much
gin. Yes. She said, now many people say you do a nip of gin and the rest soda. I do the other way around. I love that. Barb, what's your favourite kitchen gadget?
Scissors.
Oh, really?
Yes, kitchen scissors. Cannot live without them.
Oh.
I would use them every time. I've even cut the fat off chicken pieces with scissors. I love them. Herbs.
Love it.
Yeah, fantastic.
Is there anything you're not very good at cooking?
probably the worst thing would probably be scones.
Yeah.
Yep.
I never tried.
I don't have cold enough hands. You need really cold fingers and hands. And I've actually tried dipping my fingers in like iced water, and then you go to the next stage.
Still doesn't
work. Got to keep it, yeah, so that you don't melt the butter in them, because then they end up really doughy and tough and hard. So yeah, scones would be a bit of a weakness for me. Yeah.
And last question, Barb. You're on a desert island. You can only eat one food for the rest of your life. What is it?
Cheese.
Oh, I should have picked that, shouldn't I, Janice?
Cheese.
Mine's spring rolls. If I could just.
Oh, really?
I mean, I would be literally, I'd be the size of. Oh, you'd have to get a crane to pull me off the desert island. But me with just a deep fryer. Mm-hmm. Yep. A never-ending supply of spring rolls just on the go.
Yep.
Happy as a clam.
Need a dipping sauce, Amy.
Oh, I don't. Maybe. I'd be done. Barb, I love that. Thank you for stepping in the hot seat. That is it, guys. Another episode done and dusted. We will see you next week. Thank you for joining me, Barb.
Thanks, Amy. It's great.
We're going to go back to the test kitchen and find you some cheese, eh?
Oh, lovely.
Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and follow us where you can find all good podcasts. And you can find us over at New Idea Food, the website, and on Facebook. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.